Jumping In on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are once again, jumping in on a Saturday night, 9 o'clock here on Manx Radio. The best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And yes, it's finally here after a drought of nearly 2 years. London Jazz Festival's on, and it's a real one, thank goodness. No more virtual beer for me, and real performing artists. Should you find yourself in London over the next 10 days, you'll find a great amount of concerts scattered all over the city, and including a good number of free events. So we thought we'd give you a reminder of the variety and extraordinary virtuosity that's on display, with a look back to some of the acts which were in the last real LGF we attended prior to COVID back in November 2019. And we brought along some of the acts we caught. What are your festival favourites, H?
Oh, there are too many to fit in as per. Nonetheless, I'll do what we can. A bit of Joe, some Riders on the Storm maybe, and man, we really enjoyed it lunchtime last time, several times over. No doubt, Clark Tracy.
And for me, well, we start not far from here, move into Cloudland before plunging into the hidden seas. But to get us into festival mood, here's the Patchwork Orchestra with New Ansonia.
Thank you.
was the Patchwork Orchestra with New Ansonia, a track written by bass player Misha Mulov Abado, and indeed also the title track of his first album, although albeit with a much smaller band. They managed to get their second release, the EP The Light That Shines, out during lockdown with four originals and one standard, and although they had to jump through many technical hoops to get such a swinging big band sound from 20 musicians scattered across the country sitting in their living rooms and possibly in their pyjamas. Great band, and indeed a definitely one to catch.
It most certainly is a wonderful sound, sort of reminiscent of some of those big bands of yore, maybe like sort of Loose Tubes and such like. I always think of them as sort of a, I don't know, 21st century Loose Tubes in many ways. Great sound anyway, great to hear sort of the bigger band sound still knocking around. Going from big to small now, Trio to be exact, and A Garden of Expression. Joe Lovano, who was at 2019, I think it was, certainly been at quite a few London jazz festivals over the years. A totally new sound though, when we saw him there. He's going to something he's always enjoyed, the sort of freer side of things, the much more restrained sort of side rather than hard blowing. He can blow with the best of them, played for many years, of course, in the Paul Motion Trio, but has played in big bands, in small groups, with Dave Douglas, you name it. He's played with pretty much all the top cats on the scene. But he said this was something that's been really special for him, this very almost heading into third stream at times, definitely more than a touch of classical influence, definitely some free jazz, much, much more spacious, laid-back music in his own Trio. Trio Tapestry, as he called it, with Marilyn Crispell at the piano and Carmen Castaldi, an old mate of his, going way back in time on the drums. Here they are from the ECM album Garden Expression with the title track.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Manx Radio with H and Chris jumping in.
Jumping in, indeed. Thanks, Joe. And that was indeed Joe Lovano from Garden of Expression on ECM. And yes, certainly that's the trio he was touring with at 2019, I think it was, London Jazz, we were there. And yes, not calm music and not something obviously you're going to sit and tap your feet away and, you know, light up your gitan, whatever the case may be. More music for the mind rather than for the feet, but nonetheless enjoyable for that.
Absolutely, and a great set when we saw it. And actually, we were lucky to catch a couple of ECM artists at the London Jazz Festival in 19, and next comes a Berlin-based pianist and composer, Julia Hulsman, who was at the Purcell Rooms at the South Bank. As you just said, perhaps not one for the car, but here's a number that was a highlight of the set for me, Streiflicht. Thank you. Strayfleet there from Julia Hulsman Quartet, and regular listeners remember that we managed to catch an interview with her after the set. She was originally studying classical music as a teen when her teacher, who was obviously a bit of a jazz fan, started to introduce her to jazz by transcribing jazz solos from a variety of musicians, not just pianists, but others like Satchmo and Django. But when he gave her Bill Evans transcriptions, Julia says she was hooked. She's performed with a regular trio of bassist Mark Mühlbauer and drummer Heinrich Kübeling, but the quartet now, she's added a former student of hers, Uli Kempendorf, on the sax, and a welcome addition, I think, from the album Not Far From Here on ECM Records. And thanks for sending that to us. And Strayflicht, incidentally, if you hadn't caught it already, means highlight.
Hello, I'm Julia Hulsmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
I've got that. Okay. One take wonder she was on the old stings for the show. Wonderful stuff and great fun, I must admit. Yes, lovely having a chat with her. You are listening to a Jumping In with Chris and myself, H. It's a London Jazz special as we head off to the 2021 London Jazz Festival, reflecting on the last one that was held in reality. There was a virtual one last year, but we did get to 2019 when there was real jazz to be seen. Thank the Lord. And very fine it was too. Some of the artists we enjoyed there. A man we enjoyed pretty much every lunchtime, who studied drums with his dad, or under his dad, in his dad's band. Clark Tracy started out at 16 or 17 playing with his father, Stan Tracy, the great Stan Tracy, of course. And he took a lot of flack to start out with. A lot of the other guys were saying, well, yeah, at his age, I suppose Stan doesn't want any more trouble from drummers. He proved them all wrong and went on to be one of the best drummers of his generation on the British jazz scene, still going really, really strong, and does production work, plays other people, and has sort of become a British Art Blakey, bringing loads of fantastic young players through his band to go on and start their own careers. Here he is in 2018 with Alex Ridout on trumpet, Sean Payne alto, Elliot Sanson piano, James Austin on double bass, and a Don Gronick tune, Pools. Don Gorlnick's Pools, brought to us there by Clark Tracy and his quintet, Alex Ridout, Sean Payne, Elliot Sampson, James Austin in 2018 on 10 to 10 Records, which I think is Clark's own label, if their memory serves correct. And yeah, as I say, always changing, and we thoroughly enjoyed him in 2019. He had a sort of residency every lunchtime for an hour in the Cadogan Hall foyer, and sort of every day he'd be there playing drums, and then the other musicians would change and be playing with various people and other groups as well. Wonderful stuff. And that was all free, that one. It was packed out, it had to be said. Sometimes we spent most of the time sitting on the floor, but nonetheless enjoyable for that.
Indeed, and probably double the cost of our tube journeys across London to manage to fit in a lunchtime set every day, but well worth the effort. And Pools, of course, Don Gorlnick, a great musician, all his recordings worth listening to, and that an early day one going back to the Steps Ahead first release, can you believe? Well, the final set we caught was at the Cadogan as well. No, it wasn't. It was at the Wigmore Hall, in fact. It was at the Wigmore Hall, and it was Lars Danielsson's Libretto. And what a rare treat to hear such virtuosity displayed equally across all the musicians in the band. Again, as we've said twice so far, not necessarily calm music, but nonetheless fantastic. And from their latest release, Cloudland, here's The Fifth Grade. Thank you. fifth grade, I think they've certainly passed through to the next one. Mm-hmm. Taken from the latest release from bass player Lars Danielsson, this is the fourth in the series of libretto releases. And whilst the quartet is the same as the pianist Gregory Privet heard to great effect on that track, on the release, they've actually expanded this with a couple of extras that don't appear on all the tracks. But the band as it is, Gregory Privet, John Paricelli on guitar, Magnus Ostrom at the drums, and the guests are Arve Henriksen on trumpet on some tracks, along with clarinetist Keenan Arsme, and of course Lars Danielsson on the bass. And thank you very much to ACT for sending us that.
Terrific stuff, yeah. I must hear more of that one, because I've heard the tracks you played and I haven't heard the rest of the album. It sounds all really good stuff. And I enjoyed the gig in 2019 as well, which was packed out. You're listening to Jumping In, Chris and H, with a look back at some of our favourite artists from the last London Jazz Festival, as this year's 2021 London Jazz Festival prepares to kick off. And a man who's been with the same trio for numerous years started out as the backing group, basically, to the wonderful trumpeter Thomas Stanko, Marcin Wasilewski. He was the trio, he the bass player and the drummer. They have now got numerous albums out under their own name, just went out under the trio now, and just normally the Marcin Wasilewski trio. They've just got a new one out on ECM, just coming out now, Marcin Wasilewski Trio, En Attendant. You might recognise this tune. We were just saying, listening to that, what a comfortable groove and laid-back sound they have cultured over the years. All sounds very smooth and effortless and tasteful. The Martin Vasilevsky Trio. Martin himself on piano, Slavomir Kirkovits on double bass, and Mikhail Miskivits on the drums. They've been together for goodness knows how many years now. Like I said, started out the three of them as the backing trio, or the rhythm section, to the great Thomas Stanko, and then have gone on to great things. Thomas sadly left us a year or two back with wonderful albums. That's from their latest En Attendant, coming out, or just come out, on ECM. I can't remember which, and you might have recognised it, Riders in the Storm. They like doing those covers from time to time, and very good they are too. Wonderful stuff.
We must work out whether it's Marcin, Markin, or Marcin, and get it right, and I won't argue with your Polish pronunciation, although you might want a screen wipe after attempting those. Well, that's about it for these festival specials. We hope we've given you at least a taste of the wide variety available for you all to sample. Perhaps we'll catch you for a beer down there. We've just got time to leave you with a track from the latest release from London-based pianist and composer Maria Chiara Argiro from Hidden Seas. Maria and her band are an original, new, exciting sound on the London scene. Sam Rapley on tenor, Tal Janes on the guitar, a favourite of yours, H. Andrea DiBiase on bass, Gaspar Sena on drums and percussion, Leila Marshall on vocals on a couple of tracks, including this one, and Maria Chiara Argiro on piano, keyboards, saxophone and clarinet, although not all at the same time. We'll leave you with Watery Universe. See you next week.
Off to the jazz we go.
Bye we go.